Ever feel like you've got these amazing ideas trapped in your head?
Yeah.
And you wish you could just like beam them straight to a designer to make them look, amazing.
Yeah.
That's the kind of magic Napkin AI is promising, right?
It is.
And we're going to do a deep dive today and see if it lives up to the hype.
Okay.
We've been poring over their website, checking out reviews, all that good stuff.
And you know, it's really interesting, this whole idea, right? Because we're at this point where visuals are just, they're everything. Like how quickly we absorb information now depends on visuals, right?
Totally. It's that old saying, a picture is worth.
A thousand words.
Exactly.
Right.
So Napkin AI, just so everybody's on the same page, it's basically this tool you paste in your text. Could be like bullet points for a presentation,
Yeah.
a draft of a blog post, whatever you're working on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it suggests visuals to go along with it. Even if you like failed art class back in the day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the things I find so compelling about it, you know? It's this idea that anyone, even if you don't have those design skills, you can still communicate visually.
Right.
You can make flow charts, infographics, social media graphics.
All that.
It really opens up those possibilities.
Yeah, and they've made it really like user-friendly, which is cool. They give you tons of ways to customize stuff, icons and fonts and color palettes and all that. So it's not like you're stuck with something that looks generic.
Yeah.
You can really make it your own. It's like having a little design assistant, like in your computer.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, they always say we're visual learners, right? Like we process images way faster than text. So if you can actually show people what you're talking about,
Oh, for sure.
it just clicks.
Makes it more memorable too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing I noticed about Napkin AI, it's not just like, oh, here's a library of random stock photos.
Right.
It's actually trying to like get the meaning
Yeah.
of what you're putting in there.
It's the context.
And then it suggests stuff that actually makes sense.
Yeah, they even have a name for it on the website, contextual visualization.
Fancy.
Right. But that's really what it's doing. It's not just design. It's like,
It's smarter.
it's smarter. Yeah, it's using AI to try to like actually up your communication game.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of, how people are actually using this thing, they have some testimonials on the website, right?
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Which I always think is more interesting than just hearing about features. It's like, okay, but how are people actually out there in the real world using this?
Exactly, because anybody can, make a list of features, but
Right.
when you see what people are actually doing with it, that's when it gets real.
Yeah. So there's this one guy, Himanshu, he's like a product marketing lead, and he was talking about how he used Napkin AI to make these flow charts for his ebooks,
Right,
which.
I can see that.
Right, because ebooks you can get kind of text heavy.
Yeah, easily.
And if you're trying to like explain a complex idea,
Totally.
having a visual
Way better.
can make all the difference. And he was saying how it helped him make those ideas like instantly understandable just by making them visual. And not to mention, how many times have we all sat through a presentation where it's just like slide after slide of bullet points?
Don't even get me started.
No offense to bullet points.
Right, sometimes you need them.
Sometimes they're necessary, but
Yeah.
you're not going to remember any of it, are you?
Exactly.
If it's just a wall of text, it goes in one ear and out the other.
Totally.
But visuals, they stick with you.
They do.
So yeah, I can see why he found that helpful. And then there was another one, Blue, I think his name was. He's a designer, and he was actually saying that Napkin AI made him a better artist, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, wow. That's saying something coming from a designer.
Right, like this is someone who, you know, this is their bread and butter.
Yeah.
And they're saying this tool is actually helping me up my game.
He was saying how it kind of helps him like see his ideas from new angles,
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
like it pushes him
Oh,
creatively.
that's
And
cool.
remember that Sparks thing we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Ankur, who's a content lead, he was saying that's been a game changer for brainstorming, especially when you get stuck.
I can see that. Yeah.
You just type in whatever you're working on and
Yeah.
boom,
Yeah.
Napkin just throws a bunch of different visual ideas at you.
It sparks that creativity, right?
Exactly.
Which I think is so cool, this idea that AI can actually be used to help us be more creative, not just, you know, replace us.
Totally, totally. So as far as like actually getting your hands on this thing, they do have a free plan so you can play around with it, but they're also doing a free pro trial, which is
Ah.
awesome. So yeah, if you want to really get in there and see what it can do,
Check it out.
definitely check it out. They do mention though, it works best on a desktop. Which I guess makes sense.
Yeah, probably not going to be building an infographic on your phone.
Right.
Although I bet that's coming.
Probably. Everything's on your phone these days.
I know, right?
And if you're working with a team, they've got real-time editing and commenting, so you could be in there, like, going back and forth,
Yeah, collaborating.
just like you would in a Google Doc or something,
Exactly.
which is neat. So for anyone listening, I mean, think about how this could, like, actually change the way you work.
For sure.
Just imagine putting together a presentation where the visuals actually add something,
Totally.
instead of it just being an afterthought.
Yeah.
Or making social media content that actually, like, grabs people's attention.
Oh, because there's so much out
It's
there.
like an endless scroll of the same stuff.
Exactly. You got to stand out.
You got to stand out. And Napkin AI seems like it could help with that.
Yeah, it does seem like a really cool tool. And it really makes you think about the bigger picture too, right?
How so?
Well, this is just one example, but AI is making it so much easier for anyone to create really compelling, high quality visuals. So what does that mean for like how we take in information in the future? How we learn? How we
Interesting.
even think? Something to ponder, right?
Definitely gives you a lot to think about. Well, listeners, if you want to check out Napkin AI for yourselves, we'll put a link in the show notes for you. And thanks for diving deep with us today.